Well, now is a time when I think it's grand when someone shares their thoughts with us. And tonight, we have a young lady that's been part of my life for 25 years at least. Maybe she can count it better, but probably about 25 years. I met her at Harmony Grove, and then she started coming to the classes when we had classes at the Swedenborg. Now she's a minister in our Sunday church, and our speaker tonight to share her thoughts with us is Reverend Connie! Woohoo!
Thank you, Millie.
Little Connie.
And neither of us got older in 25 years. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hi.
Hi, how is everyone?
Good, how are you?
Great. It's just so fun to be here and sing and get that energy up. And Sunday's a little more formal, you know. And so I could clap and do all kinds of stuff. And Mary Elena's going, Connie, what is up with you? Because usually I'm up on the platform going...
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm really happy to be here tonight, and I feel your joy, and I hope you feel my joy. Hi, Patty. And you all just look like just angels out there, and it's a good thing because tonight I'm talking about angels. So, what I wanted to ask is, do you believe in angels?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Why? And why not if you don't? What about guardian angels?
Yes.
What about zodiac or birthday angels?
Yes.
They're special Virgo ones because we need like four. And angel of death or, and I even want to talk about what do we mean by angels in the body? Are you one? Now you should say yes. Okay.
Yes.
Before I start, though, I thought I'd really check and see if y'all really know, and so I'm going to do, like, this little survey. And at the end of it, you're going to have to answer a question. So, a while back, God was checking everything out on Earth, and he was a little worried, and he said, I'm going to send an angel down there and see what's happening, because I heard there's not good things going on. So he sent an angel down, and the angel came back, and she said, in my version, it's a female angel. And the angel came back and said, I don't know, Lord. It's like only 5% good and 95% bad. And God went, oh, no. Let me send another angel down just to check. And we sent another angel and the same thing, 5% good, 95% bad. Well, that made God sad. But he thought he wants to reward those 5%. He wanted to encourage them, give them a little something to help keep them going. So he sent everybody an email. And do y'all know what the email said? Aha, you didn't get one. Neither did I.
It's in my spam
folder. There's lightning going to happen now. Did you see that coming, Larry? Because you're like, okay, I can see it coming. But anyway, if I'm going to cover everything I mentioned, I better get started. But as always, when I speak, I like to remind you these are my thoughts, my opinions. Run it through your God self. Accept only what feels right for you. First, I want to give you four definitions of angels. Millie is one. That make that five, because I just added Millie as number one. One of a class of spiritual beings, a celestial attendant of God. In medieval angelology, angels constituted the lowest of the nine celestial orders, the seraphim, cherubim, and all that, and then at the bottom was angels. Number two, a conventional representation of such a being, in human form, with wings, usually in white robes. Three, a messenger, especially of God. Four, a person who performs a mission of God or acts as if sent by God, an angel of mercy. Is this mine? It is great. Well, if all that's in the dictionary, oh, Lindy isn't here, I was going to say she could find it on Wikipedia also. But if you need further definition, I guess I'll give you what little Johnny says. on angels, and he's pretty smart, for those of you who don't know. He's a friend of mine. And so he told me he's a little upset because all the angels are girls. I said, Johnny, what makes you say that? He says, because they all wear those dresses. I said, well, Johnny, I don't know. That's just kind of the way they look. But he also knew exactly what the angels do. And I said, well, what do they do? And he says, angels work for God and watch over kids when God has to do something else. Perfect comment, as always. He's brilliant. So I believe it's up to each one of us to pick and choose exactly what we believe in, whatever it is, whatever it is. Test it out and then test it out again. And with that being the case, let me ask you again, do you really, really believe in angels?
Yes.
Yes. Now, why do you believe in angels? And what makes you think they're real?
I'm here.
I believe in angels. And I'm pretty sure most of you tonight here believe in angels also. And sometimes people don't call them angels. We might call them, you know, spirit guides or our loved ones who crossed over, who come in to help us. They're acting like angels. And for me, labels aren't that important. What is important to me is to recognize that every one of us gets spiritual help from the other side of the veil. And it doesn't matter to me who's bringing in the help. I accept it and I believe, whatever you call them, angel, God, spirit, whatever, bring it on. I'm willing to take all the help I can get. So, in proving they're angels, let me talk first from a theological standpoint. That is from a place of religion. And each of the following statements is based on a person having some kind of faith or religion. I mean, that's a lot of what angels are, you know, are about. They come from that place of faith. So I'll talk about that first. There's a man named Dr. Paul Eiman. He wrote What Do Angels Look Like? He's authored that book. He says angels are mentioned at least 108 times in the Old Testament and 165 times in the New Testament. Now, some might say then, if you're a believer in the Bible, there's ample information in the scripture to allow us not only to believe in angels, but also to build a foundation of our entire knowledge about angelic beings. But in addition to Christianity, excuse me, I lost my voice this week, which made a lot of people happy. But in addition to Christianity, many other religions such as Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and even Islam also have some sort of acknowledgement or mention of angels. And the concepts of these angelic beings throughout all religions are very similar. Basically, they're spiritual beings created by God. Their role is to glorify God, minister to God, and especially act as messengers to humans in matters of great importance, such as the announcement to Mary in Christianity and the revelation of the Quran in Islam. They're also helpers and guardians of the faithful. The angel Gabriel brought Allah, God's words, to the prophet Muhammad, and therefore Islam calls Gabriel the messenger angel. In Judaism, an angel is a spiritual entity in the service of God. While not specifically calling them angels, Hinduism does have many different types of spirit beings who act in a similar capacity, and they are minor gods or literally shining ones or devas, shining ones, who inhabit the higher astral plane. Yes? Jim knows this already. This is just a backup. They all play a protective role for humans. Now, the Buddhist equivalent of angels is close, of course, to the Hinduism, just basically celestial beings, enlightened beings, protectors. And in the Mormon religion, angels are described in their Doctrine and Covenant of the Mormons as being one of the two kinds of bodies in heaven, described as resurrected personages. They are considered by Mormons to be messengers of God and ministering spirits. That's how I think of them, just ministering angels, just bringing us hugs and hugs. There's a man named Dr. John Bechtel, and he's at the Crossroad Bible College, and he gives a synopsis of all the duties of the angels, and he gives you the Bible reference. And I made some copies, and I brought them, and I'll leave them there for you because they're, like, way too many for me to talk about. But he tells you, you know, worship and praise, and then he has where he takes it out of the Bible. So I'll leave some over there for you if you care at all. But he talks about all their duties. But what he left out was, I believe, there are angels of joy. And those angels who are around us and bring us joy just when we need it, and Millie calls them our joy guides. Okay, but now I have to just step aside for a minute and pick a bone with Millie. How many years was I in class? 14 years. I pleaded, I prayed, I begged, I talked to God for Millie to give me my joy guide. No. Everybody in class over 14 years got a joy guide. Don't you feel sorry for me? No. But I'm still waiting. I was 14 years.
Then. See, she used to be, you know, one of these people that was a dispute settler, you know? And that's what she did for the government, right? And Joy Guy was afraid to come to her.
I knew there was a reason. Finally, I know. Okay. I also mentioned zodiac angels, which I love because every astrological sun sign has a zodiac angel, and I brought a handout for those two if y'all care. And my two favorite kinds of angels, though, are guardian angels. I'll talk about them first. And they're the ones who I believe are with us from the time we come into this, you know, earth plane as human beings, and they stay with us until we go back home. Someone put it this way. From infancy to death, each human life is surrounded by their angels' watchful care and intercession. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him in life. Well, little Johnny isn't quite as happy with his guardian angel as I am. And he said, you know, Connie, my guardian angel helps me all the time and, you know, math and everything, but you know, he's just not much good for science. So I told him he has to bring in a special teacher for science. My other favorite angel is one who I think you'll probably never guess. Anybody want to guess? Let me say first, I totally 100% believe that when we cross over, we're met by our loved ones. I absolutely believe that. But I also believe there are special angels whose job it is to help out, you know, like getting everybody there and helping us cross over. And some people refer to that angel as the angel of death. I prefer to think of him as the angel of life, the take me back home angel. And I have to tell you this. When I asked Johnny about the angels, you know, coming when we cross over, you know what he said? He said, well, the angels talk all the way while they're flying you up to heaven, and the main subject is where you went wrong before you got dead. So you better be mindful of that. But all the references I gave are religious references. But there are tons of stories, there are tons of books by normal people in our day and age, and who knows if they're valid or not. But encounters with angels. I tend to believe a lot of them. People having car accidents and an angel appears. Stranded on the side of a road, an angel appears. So many different stories. Someday, take a moment and go on the internet and just read some of those and with an open mind. And even if they're not true, they make your heart so happy, I think. But I guess if you don't have religion, or the skeptical type or the scientific type, I probably won't be able to convince you there are angels. Now, scientists have proven there are auras. Pictures have captured images of angels and angelic beings, but I really couldn't find anything where a scientist definitively said, I have proven this. But they will. In my lifetime, I believe they will. But then again, those same people who can't find any proof, scientific proof that there are angels, they're the same ones who really can't confirm there's a God either. So I leave that to them. It boils down to what I said in the beginning of my talk. We all have to believe what feels right to us and test it out. If you've ever been in Millie's classes, and I hope you have, you will be a believer. As she says, you come to a place where you know that you know that you know. There is no doubt. There is no way to question. It's just so real and amazing. Now, what about that phrase we use when we say angels in the body? What I mean by that when I say that is that each of us can serve in the way that angels can serve. We can minister. We can offer healing, support, guidance, love. When someone does those things, we, at least I, think of them as human beings doing angel work or angels in the body. Janie playing the piano, Barbara playing the piano, angels in the body, sharing, giving out, healing, energy, wonderful energy. Albert Schweitzer once said, a man doesn't actually have to be an angel in order to be a saint. We can all do kind deeds and live lovingly. An anonymous writer put it perfectly. We are each of us angels with only one wing. To fly, we need only embrace each other. We need to only embrace. Get out of your own self and about your own self and be someone else's miracle. Be someone else's angel. And you will be amazed at the healing you receive, at what comes back to you heaped up and running over. Can't get much simpler than that. It's not rocket science for us to be kind. Try to be angels in the body. And as Millie always says, we never give, with an expectation of receiving anything in return, ever, ever. You'll get something in return, all right, but it isn't going to be what you think. Or to put it in tonight's angel lingo, an angel leaves no forwarding address because they ask nothing in return. Pretty good, huh? I like that. An angel leaves no forwarding address because they ask nothing in return. Now, on the other hand, of course, there are people like Spencer and Mae West who once said, I'm no angel, but I have spread my wings a bit. Then there's me. Many years ago, a wonderful couple that I know that Millie got together in class, because she also brought a lot of people together, but not Kimberly or me or Lori or Jeff. And but they gave me, this wonderful couple that I love them so much, they gave me this angel. It's a paperweight. And the angel says, the paperweight says, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. What I don't get is why they gave me that paperweight. What, Jim? You're being particularly, attentive tonight, yes. Just because I take everything personally and dramatically, that shouldn't matter. But anyway, that's what I have, a paperweight that says, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. So whether or not you believe in angels is up to you. Whether or not you want to act as an angel is also up to you. I personally think there's a pretty good payoff if you do. So in closing, I offer you this just sweet little poem. Angels are all around us, and with love they do surround us. When my heart is sore in need, the angels come my soul to feed. They come to me from up above and sing to me whispers of love. When in my heart I feel a tug, I know that it's an angel hug. Thank you for giving me that.